Welcome to this mini course in basic organ registration. This course is specifically designed with a beginning or amateur organist in mind. Its purpose is to provide basic facts about the types of organ sounds, give some information about how the organ works, and suggest some common registration combinations. It is intended that this tape be used to supplement the information in the workbook. For the best results, start at the beginning of the workbook and complete each activity in the given order. If possible, bring the tape recorder with you to the organ console and listen to each example while seated at the organ. After you have listened to the example, try to duplicate the sounds that you heard on your own instrument. The music chosen for the examples and the registration used for the demonstration are listed after each example number. The stop list of the instrument used to record these examples is included in the appendix of the workbook, found on page 35. Without further ado, let us begin. Example 1. The number on the stop tablet, or tab, indicates the pitch which will sound when a key is depressed. For each of the following examples, I am playing middle C. Notice that you do not always hear middle C when a stop other than one of 8-foot pitch is used. This first note is middle C. This is the same note on the swell with the 16-foot Rohrflöte. Notice that the C sounds an octave lower than middle C. Middle C with a great prestant 4-foot sounds an octave higher. Middle C with an Izard 2 2/3 foot on the swell will sound 1 octave and a fifth higher than middle C. This is middle C with a Blockflöte 2-foot from the swell. The pitch you hear is 2 octaves higher than middle C. This is middle C with a swell tierce 1 3/5 foot. The pitch you hear is 2 octaves and a third higher than middle C. This is middle C with a positive larigo 1 1/3 foot. The pitch is now 2 octaves and a fifth higher than middle C. Finally, this is middle C with a positive sifflöte 1 foot. The pitch sounds 3 octaves higher than middle C.